السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 28th of Zulqada 1443, we continue with the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is chapter 55, Surah Ar-Rahman, verses 46 to 61. In our previous lessons, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informed us, Ar-Rahman, and we told you that this surah, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, is mentioned, remember, 31 times repeated, to show us daily we must remember the bounties of Almighty Allah, and therefore we should say, لَا نُكَذِّبْ, that we don't reject and we don't be ungrateful, آلَاءِ رَبِّنَا, of the bounties of Allah that are ever recurring and so forth. The jinnats, they use these words, and we human beings must also use these words, that Ya Allah, your bounties, we will appreciate it, and so forth. In our previous lesson, Almighty Allah spoke about, Kullu man alayha fan, that everybody, everything will perish one day. Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha, except him, Almighty Allah, he was, he is, he always will be. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla was, is, will always be. And وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ, and he, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, he will be remaining. Meaning, he was, he is, he always will be. هُوَ الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّومِ, he is ever-living, self-subsisting. Everybody else, everything else will experience death, and we will leave this world. So therefore, we need to be clear on these type of issues. Thereafter, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is telling us, Kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. Every day Almighty Allah is in his shan. What it means? It means that sometimes Allah gives honor to whomsoever he wants. Sometimes Allah gives disgrace to whoever he wants. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala brings happiness that the wife gave birth or some other happy occasion, nikah, walima. Sometimes Allah brings sadness, and that is death or very bad sickness and so forth. So everything is in the hands of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, and we must realize that, remember this. And for yawma idhillah yus'alu an zambihi insu wa la jan, and that day that people will not be questioned. So remember about the sins by human being and jinn and so forth, meaning Allah will question us. And remember, everybody will be so worried of their own deeds and their own actions. So people used to reject Jahannam. هَذِهِ جَهَنَّمُ الَّتِي يُكَذِّبُ بِهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ, that does Jahannam, that does mujrimeen and criminals, they used to reject it. But now the reality has come, and now they are experiencing it. Therefore, each one of us should know, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, 31 times Allah Ta'ala repeated it. So that we learn, Allah maj'alna shakkareen, Ya Allah, make us shakkar, shakkar, those who are very, very grateful, thankful to you. Allah complains of me and you in various places in the Noble Quran. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورُ. There are very, very few servants of mine who are shakur, very, very grateful. And Allah says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. Verily, this human being is ungrateful to Almighty Allah, very, very ungrateful. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. And he bears testimony to it. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Why are we ungrateful? Because we have the excessive love for wealth, and we want more and more and more. So our hearts get saturated with the love of wealth, and the love for Allah decreases, Allah forbid. The love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam decreases, Allah forbid. Islam says the love for Allah must be unlimited. The love for Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, unlimited. The love for everybody else, remember, and everything else must be limited. That is what Islam is teaching us. Now today's lesson, chapter 55, Surah Ar-Rahman, and verse number 46 to 61. وَلِمَنَ خَوَفَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. And that prayers for the person, خَوَف, he fears, مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ, to stand in the court of Almighty Allah, Allah will give him two jannats. Two jannat is not the maximum, is the minimum. You will see in tomorrow's lesson is mentioned that another two jannats also, so four are mentioned. So yeah, Al-Qur'an yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in yet another place in the Noble Qur'an that when a person fears standing in the court of Almighty Allah, what will happen? وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَوْفَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. And a person fears standing in the court of Almighty Allah, and he restrains himself from the places, remember, of ma'wa, that is, وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. So وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ, that is, fears standing in the court of Allah, وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. And he restrains himself from his whim's fancies, desires. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَعْوَى. So it shows that in this world we have to suppress our desires. And this is mentioned in Surah An-Nazi'at. That is chapter 79 and verse number 40. So then 40, 41. So then we will get Jannah. Today we want to practice on our desires, worms, fancies, everything. We trample on the Sharia and we still think and we feel very great and positive that we will get Jannah. So remember, that is not what the Quran Sharif is teaching us. Al-Kayyusu mandana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. That who is the intelligent person? Mandana nafsahu, that he controls his desires and himself. He does actions for after death. Wal ajizu man adba'a nafsahu, and a person who's foolish, that he is the one who follows his own fancies and desires. Wa tamanna ala Allah, and then he has higher hopes on Almighty Allah. Open Ibn Majah, various compilations, you will find this type of hadith there. Thereafter, Almighty Allah. So yet is one word, waliman khafa. We need to understand this here, that khafa means a natural fear. Allah forbid, a snake comes out, a tiger, lion comes, we all will fear. So remember, that is khawf. And one is khashya. Khashya is, we love Almighty Allah, and we develop that fear. And out of love for Almighty Allah, out of respect for Almighty Allah. So that is the meaning. Yeah, but they are used interchangeably as well. Khafa in the meaning of khashya. Innama yakhsha Allah min ibadihi al-ulama. The true ulama from the servants of Allah, they have khashya. That is what is meant. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Hence, which of the bounties of Allah will you reject? So we say, لَا نُكَذِّبُ بِآلَاءِ رَبِّنَا. That we don't reject it, we must accept it and make shukr. ذَوَاتَ أَفَنَانِ. So that is filled, those two jannats, with varieties. Variety of fruits, variety of vegetables, variety of the women and the hoor, variety of everything a human being relishes and cherishes. Remember that whatever we desire, we will find there in Jannah out of the mercy of Almighty Allah. فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. And remember that which of the bounties of Allah will you reject? Allah Ta'ala mentions it and repeats it 31 times as we told you. فِيهِمَا عَيْنَانِ تَجْرِيَانِ. In the two jannats and paradise, they are stood at عَيْنَان, the springs, and they are تَجْرِيَان, they are going. So imagine if Allah Ta'ala tells us there's a spring, then how it will be according to the shan, according to the rank and status of Almighty Allah. And if you study the Quran Sharif, you will find that it refers to the salsabil and tasneem. So that is what it refers to, that the two aynan, the two springs, one is salsabil and one is tasneem, the names of it. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. And which of the bounties will you reject of all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? فِيهِمَا مِنْ كُلِّ فَاكِيَةٍ زَوْجَانِ. And remember that which that in the Jannah, in paradise, you will find فَاكِهَا, that is the fruit, زَوْجَان, in pairs. You will find male, female. You will find different variety. Today, if you go to a show or an exhibition and you find variety types of fruits, how astounded, surprised we are. But can we compare that to the Jannah? Definitely not. Remember, Almighty Allah, everything by Almighty Allah is unique. The names might be the same, but remember the taste. The taste and everything else will be much, much more superior, and nothing will go off there. Everything perfect. You see, human being today, that we have problems, load shedding, water shedding, dust shedding. So there in Jannah, no problem. Ever no worry, no sorry, no anxiety. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. So which of the bounties of Almighty Allah will you reject? Muttaki'een, and they will be reclining. Muttaki'een. Ala furishim. So remember on the beds, and though. So bata'inwa, and the inside of the beds means istabrak. Istabrak ghalidhud dibaj. It will be, you know, thick, all this silk. The silk will be the thick type and so forth. So these are words that we cannot really comprehend. We translate it, but remember what will happen in the year after is just to explain to us. Otherwise, Jannat and the bounties of Jannat are way, way beyond us, and then we weren't able to understand it. See, let me give you 2-3 examples. That's Salullah al-Firdaus. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't ask Allah only for Jannah. You should ask Almighty Allah for Jannat al-Firdaus, for ourselves and our marhumin, our deceased. Why? فَإِنَّا أَعْلَاهَا وَأَوْسَطُهَا. That is the best portion of Jannah, and that is the greatest portion of Jannah. So that is what we should be understanding. So that is what we need and understand. That is that the person remember that he will have Jannat al-Firdaus. And if you see some places in the hadith is mentioned, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la also is mentioned. So one. Second one in Tirmidhi Sharif, the first hadith of Firdaus in Mishkat Sharif. Second one is mentioned, remember, that in Tirmidhi Sharif, minimum thrice a day, if the person, he begs Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for Jannat, then Jannat and Paradise will also intercede for that person and say, Ya Allah, I also want him to come to Jannah. If you open Tirmidhi Sharif, you will find إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ تَشْتَاقُ إِلَىٰ سَلْمَانِ. Can you imagine Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu? Jannat says, I want him to come to Jannah. Imagine. These are the Sahaba. He's from the Ahlul Bayt. Salman Umminna. Salman is part of the household and the household of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So each one of us, remember, we should be understanding this year. That is how great the Sahaba were and their rank and status. And ask Allah thrice a day for protection from Jahannam. Then Allah will protect us from the hellfire. The hadith in Tirmidhi. And remember, another point is that in Jannat what will happen is that whatever we desire we will get. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. That whatever you desire and whatever you request, Allah will give. نُزُولًا مِّنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. It is hospitality from Almighty Allah. Allah commands us, do this, do that. We can never command Allah. We can only request. Out of His benevolence, grace and mercy, Almighty Allah gives us. Therefore, Allah is أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Dear Allah, include us in your special, special mercy, because you are the most merciful one to show mercy. So in that way there, Almighty Allah will grant us. Then, وَجَنَا الْجَنَّتَيْنِ دَانِ. And the fruits of these two jannas, دَانِ. They are right near you. And no taklif. I remember no problems. I remember when I was a young boy. Our neighbor, they had plum tree. So we used to throw stones from the ground, you know. And then the plum would fall. And that was for us a great achievement. That we hit the plum and the neighbors knew we were doing all this. And they wouldn't really mind, you know, because they knew that these chaps here, they come and knock the plums and so forth. So in Jannat, know all this. Now if you just want, see Allah Ta'ala mentioning, if a person gets his book of deeds in the right hand, then what happens to that person? We must look at these verses. What happens to the person who receives his report, his book of deeds in the right hand, and the one who receives it in the left hand? فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا وَمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَهِ. As for the person who received his report, book of deeds in his right hand, he will tell the people, see my report, my book of deeds. I pass Kamlo Day with distinction. إِنِّي ذَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَهِ. I was sure, I had firm conviction, that I will meet my hisab and I will meet my accountability and reckoning. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَةِ. So the life for him will be pleasant and very good. فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ. And he will be in the gardens, remember. The lofty, lofty gardens. قُتُوفُهَا دَانِيَةٍ. That's the word I wanted to show you. That kutufwa, the fruits will be very, very near. Some mufassirin and commentators have written in this world, the roots are at the bottom and the fruits are on top. And in Jannat is the other way around, that the fruits will be at the bottom, right near the Jannati, and the roots will be on top. So that is Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat. He don't need all that, but some ulama, they have written that. So here you see Allah Ta'ala saying, قُتُوفُ آدَانِيَا. And you see here, وَجَنَا الْجَنَّتَيْنِ دَانِ. So there it means the fruits will be very, very near. So no taklif, you don't have to shake the tree, you don't have to throw the stone, nothing of that sort there. And Allah Ta'ala says, كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ. Eat and drink, هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ, because to your satisfaction, because of your actions you did in your life here in this world. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ. This you will find in Surah Al-Haqqah, chapter 69 and verses 19. And it goes on right till verse number 32, 33. And the people who receive the book of deeds in the left hand, they will say it was better we shouldn't get our hisab and the book of deeds, and we shouldn't know what it is. Ya laytaha kanat al-qadiya. The matter should be finished. And then, ma aghna anni maliya. This wealth, everything, nothing came in handy. Halaka anni sultaniya. And the power we had, everything destroyed. Khuduhu faghullu. Take him. And fasten him up in a chain. Thumma al-jahima swallu. And then cast him in Jahannam. Allah forbid. Allah protect us. Allah protect us. So say, Allahumma yammin kitabi. Allahumma yammin kitabi. Ya Allah, give me my book of deeds in the right hand. So meaning we get our book of deeds in the right hand, we go straight to Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. فَبِعَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. So which bounties of Allah will you reject? So Almighty Allah teaching us here, Fihinna qasiratu tarfi. And remember that Almighty Allah teaching us, qasiratu tarf. That the women of Jannah, that their gaze, they will keep it down. And remember they have surat and sirat. They are the best and best, most beautiful of women. And remember that they are sirat and surat. Surat, their beauty. And sirat, that they don't cast their glance here and there. They look at the people to whom they are married. لَمْ يَتْمِسْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ. And no human being has touched them. And no jinn has touched them. And who will perform the nikah? وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. Almighty Allah will perform the nikah. Remember, with the people of Jannah. So this institution of nikah will continue in Jannah, but the difference is Allah will perform the nikah. So our nikah to the lady there, the hoor, so there, no human being has touched her, and no jinn has touched her. So pure she is, and so forth. فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ كَأَنَّهُنَّ الْيَاقُوتُ وَالْمَرْجَانِ. So they are like the rubies and the pearls and the rubies and so forth there. So meaning they will be shining, glittering. And this won't be with the makeup. You see in today's world, the women, they put so much makeup and so forth. When they remove that, then you can't make out it's the same lady, because she had to put powder, put that, all that. So yeah, it will be natural. The natural beauty, Almighty Allah Jalla will give. They'll be shining, glittering like the pearls and the rubies. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. So which of the bounties of Almighty Allah Jalla wala will you reject? So yeah, we all should take a great, great lesson from there. That is Almighty Allah Jalla wala teaching us. And what is that? هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. And there is no reward for ihsan when we fulfill our duty with beauty. إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ with ihsan. See, Allah Ta'ala says, فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. Allah will reward them in this world. That's a bonus, bansela. And the year after, Allah will reward them. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah Ta'ala loves the people who fulfill their duty with beauty. So imagine Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaching us all this. So out of His mercy, benevolence and grace. So the second one, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. That verily that Allah Ta'ala has prescribed, ordained for you, ihsan in everything. That فَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا. Now Qurbani is coming and Eid al-Adha is coming. So when you slaughter, it may be done in a humane fashion, humane manner. No stunning, no torture, nothing of that sort there. So we are Muslims, we fulfill human rights, no abortion. We fulfill the animal rights 1400 years ago. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, well, yurih dhabihatahu. You should give rahat, you should give comfort, and to your animals, give them water. I remember my beloved mother, she used to slaughter the chicken and so forth, and before slaughtering, she would give water. They never knew all these hadiths, but what the Mawlana told them, Hazrat Mawlana Zubair Ali, Nawwarallahu barqadahu, and so forth, they would practice on that. Today we know so many things, but we hardly practice. So that is the beauty. Mal ihsan. Open Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, right in the beginning of Mishkat Sharif. What is ihsan? أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه. That you worship Allah as though as you are seeing Allah. Not only in namaz, at all times. فإن لم تكن ترى, if you cannot see Allah, فإنه يراك. That He seeing you, He knows everything, His knowledge is all embracing, all encompassing. Nothing is hidden from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So remember, وَوَ مُحْسِنٌ. Allah Ta'ala says that we must have ihsan, that is ikhlas and sincerity, and fulfill our duty with beauty. Not we just go through the motions and so forth. Then we will get ihsan. أَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. In Urdu, they got the nice word, Ihsan Faramushi Jaiz Nahi. What it means, Ihsan Faramushi? When people do us favors, don't forget it. That you, the minimum we should say, Jazakallahu Khaira, that you have praised that person abundantly, and make dua for the person, at least that much we must do. Remember, so many people do us favors. So, we must take their name, make dua, and in that way, we are practicing on this verse here. Al-jaza'u al-ihsani illa al-ihsan. And that will be, فَبِعَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. So which of the bounties of Almighty Allah will you reject? Inshallah, tonight after Isha, we will be there in Masjid-e-Hilal in Overport. Make dua for us and the Ummah at large. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.